Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. People have a lot of questions. You know, people really want to know what the answers are, and God's people are supposed to know the answers. You know, God does nothing unless he actually shares it with his prophets or people first so they can actually share it with everybody. Hey, you get an opportunity to move into the blessing. You get an opportunity to be able to move out of what might be coming to the earth. And so know that God's people are really supposed to know what's taking place. And we just pray, you know, that through the VFN TV and the VFN radio program that you're joining us on today, that it just will stir your heart to begin to cry out to the Lord and say, you know, I want to know. I don't want to have to depend on men to tell me what's going on. I want what men tell me to be a confirmation of what I heard from you, Lord, in my abiding time. Because Jesus said that my sheep know my voice.
That's right.
You know, we want to teach you, you know, what God has shown us, that you can hear his voice. You can hear his voice. And he wants to talk with you, believe it or not. Sure. I know religion says that, you know, man says you got to talk to them and then they'll pass it on. But a relationship is that God loves you individually, and you're uniquely and wonderfully made. Like I said, they broke the mold before they made me. And so, but oh my goodness, so many wonderful, wonderful things. I do want to say this morning, if you're driving to work, you know, that I'm so glad to join you on your morning drive. And for those that are, you know, already at work or at your work in the workplace or at your work in your home or wherever you are right now, you're at your desk or kicking back a little bit with a cup of coffee, that we hope that our time together today is going to be encouraging to you. And those, I just really feel, even there's somebody today that's listening to us that you're in the airports and you're, you know, just hearing a familiar, you know, voice of a brother that's telling you God's good and that everything's going to be okay. I just want to say this, that when things look really, really difficult in society and culture, that the best days are about to happen, or a good season comes to the church. You know, I mean, you know, we think about, you know, in the 60s, you know, when there was just, you know, war, assassination, you had President Kennedy. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but I was born the same day and the same hour President John Kennedy was assassinated. They said the president is dead, and they said it's a boy. I'm not saying anything about that, but I'm just saying I kind of know when I was. They kind of documented the moment I was born. And then
helps you remember it, right? Your birthday.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. I remember reading the papers, you know.
Right.
And also Robert Kennedy was assassinated during those years. We had Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated during that time. Evita King, you know, his niece. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to share with you those that have not yet heard her. And I would just love to go sit with her and just kind of hang for a while.
She's awesome.
She's just like, you know, just radiates the love of God. And she's just, you know, honest and authentic. And and you feel like, you know, it may be your own personal thought patterns or whatever, but, you know, you really would love to walk up to Dr. King and just meet him.
Yeah.
You know, and we will one day.
Yeah.
We will.
Yeah.
But, you know, the next best thing here while we're here on earth is meeting those who have his heart. And so we got so many wonderful things going on. But talking about that, I just want to stay in there for a moment. Remember that they had the free love and the 60s and the drugs and there was riots going on in the streets that were coming against. Of course, we had an assassination. Then you had a President Johnson come in, and they were marching and protesting the Vietnam War. People were being drafted. Imagine today, and we've been so blessed for so long, that somebody comes up to you and says, listen, your number came up and you will be in the woods, you know, in the jungle, you know, fighting for a country that you were protesting against 2 days ago. You know, you'll be out there in 6 weeks. I mean, this generation can't even comprehend that. You know what I'm saying? They have difficulty sometimes just saying, listen, today you're going to take the trash out. I can imagine. You had all this rebellion that was going on. And I'm trying to tell you that this was happening. And you had, you know, the riots that took place in Jersey, where thousands, you know, were killed, and you know, different riots that took place in the country. And in the natural sense, you had the Weather Underground, all they were trying to blow up, you know, the government offices, and You had just wild things going on. The Sharon Tate murders. You had Charles Manson. You had, you know, I think we have a lot of those today.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the midst of all of that, what it looks like in the natural, there was another current that was going on, another current in the river that was going on. That was happening. But at the very same time, there was a movement of God where God began to save a lot of these what they referred to as hippies in that generation. You know, free love, you know, I'm trying to find myself. And so it was the best of times and the worst of times. You know, we could get focused, not realize we got to first, we can't, you know, not acknowledge what's happening. I mean, that's so irritating when somebody says, you know, there's no such thing as dinosaurs when you're standing under a Tyrannosaurus Rex bone, you know, in D.C. in the museum there. It's like, come on, dude, come on. Have you talked to Eric Hovind lately?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
He'll let you know creation moments. And so, you know, that you can look at that and say, this is real, but understand the very same time, a huge move of God was taking place that, you know, Brother Ken Summerall was a part of that. And a lot of my brothers were a part of that. And, their testimonies, I hadn't heard much lately, but if you're listening today, you know, sharing your testimony on VFN Radio will really encourage people because they just think that you've always walked on water.
Yeah, right.
You know, and, it's not, and so, you know, with that understanding that, that this means all this disturbance that we're seeing happening in the world and happening in the culture today, that it's going to be an awesome days for the church, for those who love God. I mean, the harvest is going to come in. There's nothing like, you know, facing possibly losing your house to humble you. If you were so prideful, you know, you thought nothing would ever touch you. And then all of a sudden you're going through a relationship problem. All of a sudden you're losing your job. You know, you had all, I mean, I just, even locally in our area, you know, they were just talking about, and it's happening everywhere, but when it's happening in the you know, in the Gulf Coast area, when you hear about unions and that type of thing, that they're actually, the city of Pensacola, you know, here on the Emerald Coast, that they're actually talking about the firefighters, the police officers, and the city workers, just three different unions, and that their retirements, that it's just, they're saying it's actually draining the resources from the city. So it looks like they're talking about having to do some serious. They had a representative from the fire department and others that are, they're talking about everybody's got to do some serious cutting back. And it's like, oh my goodness. And so I want to encourage you that everything's being set up for you to be the church. Now, what we at VFN Radio, VFN TV, we tell you, you got to be the church. You can't go to it, but you can go to a gathering as the church.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter where you meet. It matters that you know who you are in Christ and that you are the church and that we are the building of God. The hope of glory for the world is Christ in you, not in a particular type of building or type of organization. And so we're here to prepare you. We believe that, you know, the next 4 years are going to be some of the most wild years that are going to be taking place in probably the world. America, as we know, it's going to be kind of going through some real, real rough times, but, you know, hold on. It's time for the church to be the church. And we're going to encourage you through resources. We have the VFN TV blog. You can get to it at VFNTV.com. We have, teachings to be able to encourage you and you have it available at VFN TV on your app, your phone app, which you can find in iTunes. We have encouraging things to train you up if you feel, you know, called to you really just want to do it. You're ready to leave all man's traditions behind you and not leave God's traditions, but leave man's traditions behind you that have nullified the words of the power of God's word in your life. And you want to see the power of God move again in your life and in your ministry. Then we have even that available to be able to train you up through VFNU, Vine Fellowship Network University at VFNU.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.